I'm Todd Morris, Mission Network News. A report by the United States Commission on International Religious Freedom reveals that all too often refugees are turned away from the United States before they get their fair say. The goal of the system is to identify true refugees in danger. It isn't foolproof. Bethany Christian Services would like to help.
So they get case management services. They get access to medical treatment. They have the ability to talk with somebody, and that allows them then to kind of work through their trauma so that they're prepared when they go before an asylum officer to share why they should be able to remain here in the U.S.
Dana Anderson of Bethany says it's wonderful to share the gospel with them.
We believe at Bethany that we're the hands and feet of Christ, and if I can get to my knees and become face-to-face with a little four-year-old that just literally crossed into the U.S., and if I can say, you know what, you're safe now, it's just an unbelievable thing to do.
You can learn more at missionnews.org. And this next story comes to us from Set Free Ministries. Annie, name change for privacy, grew up in a Christian church, but she didn't know Jesus. And when she attended a healing seminar and communicated with a spirit guide, she didn't realize she was talking to demons.
I had absolutely no idea who they were. I just thought they were someone I went to in a room and talked to, and they listened to me. They didn't usually say things back, but I would get impressions.
Annie stopped going to the seminars, but was still missing something. A friend encouraged her to repent and read the Bible, and after several months, she gave her life to Christ. Months later, her husband did the same, and recently, her faith was rejuvenated after a set-free appointment. Her advice, be informed about the enemy and read God's Word. Mission Network News is a service of One Way Ministries. Want stories to help you pray for the world more effectively? Well, get our free e-news updates at missionnews.org, current events plus the gospel connections, links, and more. That's at missionnews.org. I'm Todd Morris.